Hello and welcome to 433 news and music program on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am your host, Gregory Gann, on this rainy family day Monday. Environment Canada promised a heck of a snowstorm, but all we got was rain. That melted all the salt on the streets. I have an excellent program for you today. I'm going to play some Canadian composers par excellence, Nick Storing, Jocelyn Morlock, as well as some pretty avant-garde pieces coming up on the show, including George Crumb. So what else? I find it pretty relaxing to be here in the studio right now. There's very few people on UBC's campus, and I'm kind of alone in this DJ booth, and I biked up to UBC today, and there was this mist overlooking these various little parquettes and parks and the bay. So I feel like today is a good show to play some both melancholic and very inspiring music. So without further ado, I will launch into a beautiful composition by a recently rediscovered composer by me, not solely by me. This is Nick Storing. Nick Storing is a Toronto-based composer, cellist, and improviser with a wide palette of interests, ranging from warped dance music to electroacoustic music, experimental pop to chamber music, and even collaborations with various non-Western traditions. I'm going to play a piece that I was initially listening to a few days ago, almost as a kind of background music, and then it really drew me in. This is a part of the work Gardens, funded by Canadian Music Centre's Toronto Emerging Composer Award of 2011. And it's a homage to Charles Stepney. I'm going to play the first part. It's called Open Your Eyes and Forget, from 2013. The piece is about 16 minutes long. And if you care to, you can follow Nick Storing on Twitter, at Nick Storing. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking and let you enjoy this beautiful melody called Gardens, Open Your Eyes and Forget. Thank you.
Thank you.
You just heard Nick Storing with the piece called Open Your Eyes and Forget. Beautiful, evocative. I am so extremely grateful that Nick was able to send me this piece in beautiful, lossless audio. And next I wanted to also highlight another Canadian composer. Her name is Jocelyn Morlock. She is a Juno-nominated composer based currently in Vancouver, although I hear she travels quite a bit. She's currently the composer in residence for Music on Main, and also I hope I can convince you that after hearing this piece, you would click on Jocelyn's Indiegogo page, because she's fundraising for a new CD of orchestral works. And maybe I can just read a little sample of Jocelyn's self-description. Hi, I'm Jocelyn Morlock, Vancouver-based composer in residence of Music on Main, music lover, free-range touring librarian, and soon-to-be releaser of a new CD of my own orchestral music. The CD is called Cobalt, and it's been more than 10 years in the making. The earliest piece, Golden, dates from 2001, and it is comprised of newly remastered and edited CBC recordings. Cobalt will be released this spring on Center Discs and distributed via Naxos Global. Jocelyn is $140 short of her goal, and maybe some of the listeners, after hearing this piece, will be convinced that this is the composer to support. I'm going to play something that's performed by Rachel Kiyowasa on piano. In this celestial performance piece inspired by the orbits of the moons of Mars, the pianist performs Jocelyn Morlock's Phobos and Deimos Circling in the TELUS Studio Theatre at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts in Vancouver. The piece is approximately 5 minutes long, and it's also available as a video on YouTube, produced by Opus 59 Films. And again, if you're a fan, please do consider following Jocelyn Morlock. She's an excellent, excellent composer. That has been all for my composer profiles. And after this piece, we're going to go to more experimental avant-garde sounds from American string quartets. Thank you.
If you are 65 years of age or older, you may be eligible to participate in a free exercise program offered at the YMCA in Surrey, Langara, and downtown Vancouver as part of a research study being conducted by the University of British Columbia. In this program, you are invited to attend exercise classes offered 3 days per week for 3 months. If you are interested, call Dr. Samantha Harden at 604-822-9140. Again, the number is 604-822-9140. More information at goal.kin.educ.ubc.ca.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Welcome back to the program. This is 433 with your host, Gregory Gann, on CITR 101.9 FM. In Vancouver, on this rainy, maybe not so rainy, at least humid Vancouver day. So earlier in the program, I played a couple of Canadian composers. Some of their pieces were described as having celestial beauty, open electroacoustic instrumentation, and various techniques that really brought you inside this piece. The pieces. Now, in stark contrast is the second half of the program. I'm going to play George Crumb, Black Angels for Electric String Quartet. This is a very difficult piece from 1970. And basically, it is an avant-garde. It is a highly experimental piece that explores the full range of both acoustic and electronic music, mostly through experimentation with amplifying strings. It's subtitled Images 1, 13 Images from the Dark Land, and it is from a CD called American String Quartets, 1950 to 1970, box. It's an excellent compilation. It has Cage, Crumb, Druckmann, Feldman, and others on it, and everything's performed by the Concord String Quartet. In Black Angels, George Crumb exploits dark and somber imagery, exotic effects, and numerological symbolism. Musical quotations and allusions and musical tone painting to create a morality play in music about the human and his destiny. As George Crumb himself puts it, Black Angels is a parable on our troubled contemporary world. There are 13 images, each represented by basically a piece, and it's in three movements. The three movements are Departure, Absence, and Return. And this will comprise the bulk of the second half of this program. The full work is 22 minutes in length. And then stay tuned for a special surprise.
Yeah.
And we're back with 433. This was George Crumb's Black Angels. Gak, who's coming up next on Exploding Head Movies from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight, came in and we haven't been able to check the source, but he said that David Harrington, the founder of the Kronos Quartet, was driving in a car and heard this piece and had to pull over, and that's what inspired him to essentially found the Kronos Quartet. And this piece was a difficult listen. It's in part inspired by the Vietnam War, draws from an arsenal of very experimental sounds. It's certainly a passionate plea, and it's very sort of different from what we have been accustomed to hearing of the music of the academic and European avant-garde. This kind of music will definitely not fall into the category that's described by Milton Babbitt in his seminal essay, Who Cares If You Listen? People care if you listen. Now, the next performance that I wanted to play for you is going to round out the hour. And they also certainly care if you listen. They are the infamous female anarchist collective Pussy Riot, whose now former members were imprisoned in Mardovian labor camps for going up on the soleus of the Christ the Savior Cathedral and playing some punk music. While I may not share Pussy Riot's revolutionary passion, I do support the ability for both artists and the media to have some basic freedoms of speech. And meanwhile, the Olympic Games are happening in Russia, and one of the only independent television channels is being closed down for critiquing supposedly parts of the Soviet involvement in the Second World War. So the following song is dedicated to the Olympics, which has cost Russia approximately $60 billion so far, in a country where pensioners earn approximately $60 a month. And while we listen to that, I wanted to close off the show by saying thank you for listening. This has been 433, a program dedicated to new music, sometimes avant-garde music. You can find me on Twitter at CITR underscore 433. Write me a quick line at theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com. Also, please stay tuned for Gak and the Exploding Head Movies, happening right after this. And meanwhile, I'm going to play Pussy Riot, Putin Zazhigayet Kostri Revolyutsii, or Putin Lights Up the Fires of Revolution.
Yeah. Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Party on, Vancouver.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Stay.